In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. May the Lord be with you. Dear travel companions, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, when around us is a complete cloud of testifiers, put all that which oppresses and sin which attaches itself unto us. Let us confess our sins to our Heavenly Father, and let us pray for grace and forgiveness. In the depths, I cry unto you, dear Father. Lord, hear my voice. Attach thy ears to my prayer. If you approve my sins, who shall then last? Yours is grace. You forgive. That we would live in thy fear. For this reason, God, be gracious unto me in your goodness. Cleanse me clean from my defilements and forgive me my fallings. I have offended you. I have done against thy will. Turn thy gaze away from our sins and wipe all those evil things from me. God, create into me a clean heart and give me a strong strength, mighty strength. God's word assures us that this word is sure and receivable and worth to receive. Christ has come into the world to save sinners. Travel companions, Jesus, sins are forgiven, Jesus' name and blood. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thy willest that all men would be saved. Awake them from their sorrowful and careless sleep. Rule our lives in such that we would not lose man. Give us grace that we would listen to thy calling which thy say in your word. Hear us on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall hear the words, God, the words read portion. First portion. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you with the Lord, saith the Lord of hosts. Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Your fathers were, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants and prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers, and returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us according to our ways, and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. Second portion to be read. For ye see your calling, brethren, that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring he not things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness, and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let us stand to hear the Gospel of the day, Luke 19, verse 1 through 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come into this house, for so as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save and that which was lost. Amen. In the neighbor of this Uppari, beautiful Uppari, is Kalajoki, a village, Mehtekylä, in a small farm. My wife has grown up there. The place was a bank, and there was also a mill and a dairy there in that village. And in that home, many people came, visited. The little girls of this house were called village brooms. They willingly and visited and played in the village homes, different homes. And on these journeys or trips, they experienced or met many kinds of people. The girls went to Linjal and Arno small camp or playhouse where there was a cat and these warm mountain rocks around the house. They visited in the bookstore or the library. They paused at Lili Matti's and Tyyni's home, where they offered juice and cookies. They met a disabled Siri, whom one did not have to fear, who was swaying, but did not have to. They just visited with August and Yuli, who were pleasant. A grandmother with a scarf on, and she sat upon this wooden box in this village city where Marky and Riley as well, from whom they purchased eggs. The little girls met many-fold richness. If Jesus would travel in this Ypperi summer service city, what kind of a camper or tent would he come to visit in? Whom would he visit with? Where would he pause? Who would he wish to speak to? In those few 3 years when Jesus traveled with his disciples, he visited in many different types of homes and families. Jesus had good friends in Bethania, the sisters, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. He visited with his disciples in that beloved home quite often. Martha wished to show her care and that she wanted to be care for the visitors and wished to serve them. And she was agitated when her sister Mary concentrated on listening to Jesus' teachings. Jesus reminded these sisters of the priority order of life. Martha, Martha, you worry so many in many things. Mary has chosen nevertheless the good portion, and we shall not take it from her. Mary's portion, the listener and the hearer's portion, was, according to Jesus' mind, was a good portion. And in these, in the midst of these everyday life matters, she was campaigning, or grumbling. Jesus encouraged her to believe as a child and freely. And when he visited with these believing friends, he supported them on their faith endeavor. But where else did Jesus visit? He visited, for example, at the self-righteous Simon's home when he was asked to come and eat there. In that home, they did not welcome him as to the better visitors. According to that culture and time, they did not give not a kiss of welcome, neither did they give them water to wash their feet, which was the custom. The condition of the heart became evident of the matters that were done and left undone. But such a home Jesus wished to visit, to eat and eat, even though he experienced this anger and wrath. He wished to be faithful to that calling or request to visit. Even though they received unwelcome guests, there came a woman whom have received her sins forgiven, a woman who was known to be a sinful woman. When that woman came to that place, the home, she experienced that wrath, the atmosphere of anger or unwelcomeness. The people there remembered this, the past of this woman, but they do not have the forgetfulness of forgiveness. They remembered. And when that woman came to that place and came to Jesus' place, she began to weep. And Jesus comforted that woman with the gospel. And he preached unto that oppressed feeling woman, her sins forgiven. This woman needed this gospel again and again. She was able to hear the gospel, which had given birth, given love birth, this love towards Jesus in her heart. Pharisee Simon did not show love in the same way as this sinful woman did. When he had received only little forgiven, he loved little. He had the teachings of Jesus had crumbled his own understandings, and for this reason he experienced or felt this anger. He himself tried to live according to the will of God. That visit showed this, that he was not able to love God over all as and his neighbor as himself. He had tried to be acceptable unto God with his own strength and own help. A person cannot succeed in this. Such great thoughts of oneself did Jericho, Zacchaeus of Jericho did not have. This small man, customs man of customs, which all the people of the village hated. The city or village is near the River Jordan, Palestine, east of Jerusalem. It is one of the oldest places in the world that have lived. They have found of signs of man some 9,000 years before our time. During the time of Rome, that city was a great and wealthy merchant city. King Herod's palace, winter palace, was there, and many other palaces of Roman time. And it was a border village or city. There's one of Romans' customs offices, and this manager of this customs office was Zacchaeus. Romans' kingdom or rule gathered taxes and fares and different types of money for fares for different things. Many locals received the right to gather or collect these taxes and customs. And these publicans were in the serving for strangers, and they were held as deceivers and greedy, and they did wrong things as well. Zacchaeus had become rich in this work, but he had become rich by stealing and deceiving others deceivingly. He had become rich in the wrong sense, the wrong way, for he had inherited or taken too large amounts of money from people and then put the remaining money into his pocket of money. Money had become too important to Zacchaeus. It had become a false god. and greed had closed his eyes, and this richness had not brought fortune into Zacchaeus's life, but loneliness, sin, it separates man from God, but also separates from other people. When the Jerichoites forsook him and avoided him, despised him, no one wanted to be seen around him, Zacchaeus was by himself, and it was not good for him. He did not feel good. Zacchaeus had heard of Jesus, and for this reason he was interested. Perhaps he had heard Jesus had dealings with very different people, and perhaps he then thought that perhaps Jesus can help me. And even for he was small of stature, a small boy's size, he could not see because of the great multitude of people. He ran before the people and climbed a tree. You boys and girls have climbed in trees, and I have heard that even older ones have yet climbed, and you can see far from a tree. Zacchaeus climbed a fig tree, which was easy to climb, for the branches grew from the ground level. These fig trees are fruit trees, and the figs or sycamore were seen, and figs were a sweet and used fruit in that time. Perhaps Jesus paused to pick a fruit from this tree, and he saw Zacchaeus smiling in that tree. Jesus did not walk past and paused and called Zacchaeus by his name. He wished to go and visit into the house of such a man and his family. How did the other people conduct themselves to this? They were offended. They had evil words into a sinful man's house. He wishes to guest visit. It was not a remarkable matter for Jesus because he loved all people. He visited without separating anyone from in different homes. He offered people the possibility of change. We had the possibility of to repent, a change of mind, a complete change in turn. One had the possibility to turn away from their evil ways. In the hymn we sing, also our Father, our fathers believed before and sowed and reaped. We preach throughout the time as our fathers preached. The time is fulfilled. This God so willed is the kingdom of God is near. Let us, in other words, turn and be humble and repent and be content upon this grace. When our Lord traveled this way, he offered or his fire attached unto people, and he brought that hope unto others, and to he giving his life as a gift unto us, gave us his duty so demanding, that go now and preach unto all my word, which is saving, my saving word. This saving word came with Jesus and his disciples with them to Zacchaeus' home. This saving word travels from man to man. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down from the tree, come, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. From the tree, a happy and a man that was spoken with love, and a love which drawed him love called him to believe. God had opened his conscience, his soul desired redemption. Zacchaeus regretted his ungodly life and his sins, and he from grace was able to believe unbelief and all sins and wrong choosings forgiven. And in Zacchaeus' heart was lit, or love burned in Zacchaeus' heart when he was able to believe. The fruits were seen in his life. He wished to give half of his belongings to the poor. He wished to correct those wrongdoings in time. He promised to restore fourfold to those who he had falsely accused, who he had falsely taken money from. A few years ago, I held services in a African jungle village whose greatest drunk had received the grace of repentance. That man had met in a bus, believing speakers that were on a journey or a mission trip. He began to speak of his life and wanted to speak of matters of faith. When that man received the grace of repentance, when he was able to believe all forgiven, the use of all alcohol stopped there. He became sober and an honest man who also helped others. The villagers became interested. What is such a faith that can change a man so completely, so drastically? What is that power with what help he was able to get away from alcohol? Many were interested about faith because of this. Many in that village received the grace of repentance. And those services were held in that man's home. And there's so many service guests, they did not all fit inside. And this man was a very fortunate man and happy man. He welcomed us very joyfully. He wished to serve. The fruits of faith and its effect were seen, as well as were seen in Zacchaeus. Love was seen and was felt. May the fruits of faith and the love brought by faith be seen and be felt and seen in our midst in this time where all people are not doing well. We can with good mind pay taxes so that our society can take care of those weaker ones, the lesser sisters and brothers, and we nevertheless need. We have much to do in this world, and there are many possibilities to help. In the last times, we have wished to help diaconia work in this family work. Speaks unto me how the children of God have supported the work of my workplace at Reservi Opisto. God has awakened the love and wished to give his temporal gifts as well into the Christian Kansa Opisto work. Of this, we are thankful. We have many ways to help our dear ones. The most important is this, bringing of the word of salvation unto that who is seeking and longing for it. This is the most important, is proclaiming this word of love. This Zacchaeus was also able to experience when he, with love, through love, received the grace of repentance and received all his sins forgiven. Jesus showed a good example unto us. He conducted himself the same way to all people. He loved all people. Each God's created man was unmeasurably precious unto him. He was not only visiting with people that are of the same spirit, but he met all people without any kinds of any doubts. Even though he did not approve the sin life of man, but he did not nevertheless belittle, he did not avoid them. He did not divide people, but he called all people to believe. He was the friend of sinners. In the most depth was in question was the great love of God. God loved the world so much that he sent his own upon the sinful world, his only son, so that not one who believes on him would go unto perdition, but would inherit everlasting life in heaven. Jesus came into this earth to redeem us, man, from sin and death and the power of the enemy of the soul. He calls and has called each one of us by name. As it says in Isaiah, that fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. For this reason, with Martha and Mary and Lazarus, they had this possibility to believe. Faith had become an important matter in their lives. From faith had this power that carried them through their life. For this reason, this sinful woman had the possibility to believe, all her shameful sins forgiven. A new trusting life began, and for this reason, Zacchaeus also had the possibility to believe. There is no such great sin that one could not receive forgiven. From his wrongdoings, he had the possibility to be freed of. He had a desire to correct his wrongfulness, even temporarily. His life changed completely. When Jesus comes as a visitor into our home, he hopes that we are in the place of a listener, in the portion of Mary. In the house of Zacchaeus, he said that this day is salvation come to this house. When a person can receive the forgiveness of sins, salvation comes unto his own portion. He wishes to help, and he wishes to help and serve others. Jesus is here at the city of Ypperi in our midst, where two or three are gathered in my name. There I am with them in their midst. Jesus wishes that we would pause at the city in Ypperi, summer service city, on the behalf of each one of those who seek for grace and for forgiveness. He wishes that we would meet each one unsuccessful and sinful, and one who feels himself to be sinful. He wishes that we would visit with the most oppressed and most fearful one. He wishes and wants that we do not travel forth and separate or belittle. Our Savior exhorts us to stop, to listen, to hear, and to bless with the gospel. Before this gospel, I have a homework task for you. We can, like the Sorvali little girls, to become visiting rooms. We can go and visit in this summer to such homes where we have wished to go to for a long time, and our visiting has been changed or moved for some reason or other. Let us go and visit into such a home. Where they do not expect anyone. Let us go to such a home whom we feel some kind of difference. Let us find people, regardless of our doubts. In this way, we become free of these. We can ask that how they are doing and listen. We can bring good greetings with us. Do the angels work, that we can relate at these summer services that they preached the forgiveness of sins unto all penitent. We can relate that here upon earth, in the midst of people, there's this grace kingdom from where the gospel is preached, this joyous message, this work or word which brings salvation unto the home and its dwellers. A believing person who himself has received the grace of repentance and received their sins forgiven owns in their heart the Holy Spirit as a gift. And in this Holy Spirit, has the power and the right to preach the forgiveness of sins. Even though a believer is weak and carnal, he, with the power of this Holy Spirit, he can preach the forgiveness of sins. As said in the gospel, Jesus came to seek precisely those who are lost, seek and save he who is lost. This duty he also gave unto his disciples, and even now at these summer services, you have the promise to believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood, you have the promise to believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can believe all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. All. On the peace, joy, and freedom. Can I believe? In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. I wish to believe along with you. When in our lives comes obstacles, losses, and sickness, life becomes as if clear. We have left greetings to my mother-in-law's sick bed. What was left when all this temporal matters are stripped away, all vain vanity is taken away. The worries of life are far, but the most important is this, that one can by grace believe, that one can sleep away from this time in faith, trusting in faith upon our Savior. We will lead or bring one of the people of this area into the church ground of this. She was waiting for these, expecting for these Upari services, but a little before services, she reached such summer services which shall never end. She is at home, and we are still on journey, yet journeying. And on this journey, we can trust upon our Savior as Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. The sinful woman and Zacchaeus could trust and attach them. Those who have passed away, show us our way to the home in heaven. She awaited the village summer service, the gracious, the dew of the grace word by the sea, but her house house was crumbled little by little, and it was time to collect the ripe harvest just before the services. She received the call to services, who received the calling to the services. She is in peace and showing us the way unto us who are on this journey. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall stand and recite the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence shall he come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.